Joining us on the KRDO Newsline, Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers. Mayor, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And we know the city is celebrating a huge milestone this month. The sesquicentennial things got kicked off last weekend with the Beards, Bonnets, and Brews Festival. And we're just really celebrating like it's 1871 throughout the entire month of June. Thank you so much for joining us. And what else can we look forward to as we look back on 150 years of Colorado Springs?
Well, thank you, Shannon and Andrew. Appreciate being on the show again this morning. Cities ought to mark major milestones, and 150 years is a major milestone. And we kind of kicked this off 2 years ago, frankly. And we've been in a big build-up, and we've had several events, and there's several coming up. Beards, Bonnets, and Brews last weekend. Probably had about 10,000 people there between noon and 8 p.m. Bands, old-fashioned baseball games, tug-of-wars. Rockledge Ranch, of course, has all kinds of fun exhibits, blacksmith shop, and all that sort of thing. So it was a great event. I judged the beard contest, and we had some great winners. There was a bonnet contest. My wife helped judge. The next big event is gala. The Chamber is having a July 17th gala to honor 150 years of history in Colorado Springs. And then, of course, on July 31st, it's the final big shebang. That's the day of the sesquicentennial. It was on July 31st, 1871, when a stake was driven in the ground at Pikes Peak and Cascade, what is now Pikes Peak and Cascade, founding our city. And we're going to have a parade downtown with all kinds of bringing out some old horse-drawn fire wagons and things like that. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we're also going to kind of celebrate the Olympics because those are going on, and I think we'll have a screen outside the Olympic Museum to watch some of the Olympic festivities. So it'll be a great event. I look at this as a chance to celebrate our past, celebrate the individuals that brought us to the point we're at, including, of course, General Palmer, our visionary city founder, but also to start reflecting on the future and what we want to be 10, 20, 30, and even 150 years from now.
Well, and you mentioned that. What do you see in the future for that next 10, 15, 20 years for Colorado Springs?
Well, I have a, you know, I'm not sure my crystal ball goes out 150 years, but I see continued growth over the next couple of decades, and I see our biggest challenge is to make sure that we develop infrastructure to meet that growth, and that's what keeps me up at night. Big event tomorrow. I think we're going to have a bill signing on a transportation bill on the state level. It's not perfect. I'd like it to be a little bit different, but given the political climate in Colorado, I think it's the best we could have hoped for. And it's the first time in really a decade we've finally gotten, moved the ball and not kick the can down the road, and we're actually going to put about $5.2 billion in transportation over the next 10 years, and it will be of benefit to Colorado Springs. We have got to get to work on turning Powers into an expressway, and that will start pretty quickly with underpass, overpass at Research and Powers, and then I think we'll go to Airport and Powers and, work our way through so that in 15 years it'll be a straight shot from the airport to I-25.
And certainly some of these projects, not just transportation projects, but I'm thinking of some of these high-rise developments being proposed for the downtown area. They are injecting a sense of real urgency to the economy. Do you think, how is the skyline of Colorado Springs changing, and where do you see it like 5-10 years down the line?
Well, it's going to grow. Colorado Springs downtown is undergoing a real transformation. I happen to believe it's one for the good. I want to see people living downtown. Historically speaking, we have not had a lot of people living downtown, and that's changing dramatically. And that brings a certain vitality and vibrance to a downtown area. And that's, with all the apartment complexes going up down here and a lot of them on the drawing board. It's going to be much different and I think much more dynamic downtown going forward. When I left a soccer game at our new stadium last week and drove down Tejon after the soccer game, and of course, you know, the old trolley block down there has been converted into all kinds of millennial magnet sort of places, and there were thousands, literally thousands of people in downtown Colorado Springs having a great time enjoying these places. And so it's definitely undergoing a transformation, no question about it.
Exactly. Yeah, it's definitely changing leaps and bounds. And even over the past 150 years, I know there's been a lot of reconnection to the history. Do you think the legacy that Colorado Springs has, or where we have now, is this what General Palmer had in mind? And what do you think he would see from the city?
Well, he, you know, a lot of people forget, General Palmer was a developer. He wanted growth, and he wanted the city to grow, and he made a lot of money on the basis of the city growing. But he was a very good developer. He had a great vision, a great park system, and donated a lot of money himself and donated a lot of parkland for Colorado Springs. And I think he would be happy that we are still very focused on, the terminology I use is continuing to build a city that matches our scenery. That was his task, and that's still our challenge 150 years later. And I think we need to maintain a focus on having an outstanding park system. We'll probably have a ballot measure going to the voters in November to talk about what the future of park acquisition and maintenance is in Colorado Springs. I think he would be pleased to know that the vast, vast majority of our citizens are very focused on making sure that we capitalize on our unparalleled scenery. He chose this because of its proximity to Pikes Peak, and we're going to be on top of Pikes Peak dedicating a new summit house on June 30th, and I think he would be very pleased that the connection between Colorado Springs and this fantastic mountain that overlooks it has been maintained.
Exactly. And I guess the final question, I know everyone who heard that we were talking to you this morning has asked me, so I have a duty to pass it along. We know the Beards, Bonnets, and Brews competition, the beard competition that you judged is in the past, but is the beard sticking around for you, Mayor?
I want to make sure everybody understands that my wife has midnight on July 31st circled on the calendar. And at that point in time, my beard will become a part of the history of Colorado Springs. I've never had a beard before, and I think it's her hope that I'll never have another one.
But it served its purpose. It paid tribute.
I took one for the team, as they say, right?
Exactly.
And let me tell you, there are some gnarly-looking beards in the city of Colorado Springs. There are some good ones. I was pretty impressed. I think the guy with the longest beard, it was, you know, below his waist.
Oh, boy.
There were some bushy ones and all that kind of stuff. But my beard will be history at midnight on July 31st.
So take pictures while you can. All right,
you bet. Okay.
Mayor Southers, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.